When China opened up, Hong Ying moved abroad and became a successful food and fiction writer. She returned to Beijing 10 years ago. For dinner, we're cooking two dishes, starting with the chicken wings.
Now, what I'm making here is just your sea salt and five spice powder.
I think five spice is a great seasoning.
Just put it over the chicken wing.
It comes ready mixed and is a blend of cinnamon, cloves, star anise, fennel, and Sichuan peppercorn.
And then throw it in the oven. That's how simple it is.
The chicken needs to bake for 30 minutes. To go with it, I'm making a side dish from the staple of Beijing cooking, cabbage, which saw people through the hard times.
They think cabbage is a homage to Beijing. I'm going to stir fry it with this lovely dried shrimp. I could smell it when I took it out. How good this was.
Into the wok, put some garlic, then the shrimp and the cabbage.
The smell of real Chinese cooking, huh?
No, I usually add rice wine, but with none at hand, I'm winging it.
Can I add a little bit of the gin?
Too much.
That smells good.
I'm blanching the cucumber flowers we bought in the market for a couple of minutes.
Tastes like bean.
Then I give them a minute in the wok.
Very good. I've never used that before.
Hong Ying started cooking at 11 in the village commune kitchen. Each family was rationed just 2 kilos of rice a month. She learned to make the most out of very little.
Hong Ying, how did you turn what happened to you into a love of food? Very philosophical.
After half an hour in the oven, the chicken wings are golden brown and crispy. I'm finishing them off in the wok with garlic and spring onions.
When you cook it, like, more than once, you have different layers of flavor. Remember, Chinese cooking is about layers. It's not just one-dimensional.
It's really delicious.
You must try the cabbage.
Okay.
I learned something from you today.
Gin. Mm-hmm. Golden gin.
I was impressed. Mm-hmm.